Chapter 9. Ulysses. In the summer, my new tutor, Peter, arrived. He was a tall, handsome young man from Oxford University. At first, he taught me mathematics and English grammar. But eventually, Corfu worked its magic on Peter. He discovered we could study mathematics on the beach. He also decided I could learn English grammar by writing for an hour every day. I was already writing a diary of my observations of nature. For the English lesson, I decided to write a book. Every morning, I spent a happy hour adding another chapter. The book was about travelling around the world with my family, capturing animals. Each chapter had an adventure with a dangerous animal. It was sometimes difficult to rescue my mother from a lion or Larry from a serpent in only an hour. While I wrote, Peter walked around the garden with Margot, discussing flowers. Margot and Peter became so interested in flowers and in each other that Peter had less and less time to make me do mathematical problems or other work. One afternoon, while I was climbing an olive tree, I put my hand into a hole. I felt something soft and warm move under my fingers. I pulled my hand out and saw I was holding a baby owl. It bit my finger, and we fell out of the tree together. I put the baby owl in my pocket and took it home. The family all thought it was a wonderful pet. We named him Ulysses and gave him a basket to live in next to my desk. Roger was accustomed to sharing my room with all kinds of creatures, so I decided to introduce him to Ulysses. I put Ulysses on the floor and told Roger to go to him. Roger walked around Ulysses slowly. Ulysses followed Roger with his eyes. Roger began to look worried. I told Roger to go closer. Ulysses hopped onto Roger's nose and looked him in the eyes. Roger barked in shock and ran under the desk. I had to put Ulysses back into his basket before Roger would come out again. It wasn't a completely successful meeting. As Ulysses got older, he and Roger became friends. In the evenings, when I went to swim in the sea, Ulysses went on Roger's back down to the beach. He sat on my clothes like a guard, while Roger and I played in the water. Sometimes he flew over our heads and called to us. As the summer got hotter, the family spent a lot of time on our boat, the Sea Cow. I spent hours collecting specimens from the rocks and pools on little islands. Unfortunately, my family didn't like the islands as much as I did, because they didn't have good beaches. I decided that I needed a boat of my own. I went to talk to Leslie when he was in a good mood. "Leslie, what are you giving me for my birthday?" I asked. "I don't know, Jerry." "You choose something," said Leslie. "I really want a boat." "You could build it for me," I answered. "A boat?" Leslie said. "That's too big for a birthday present." "Well, you told me to choose, and I really need a boat." "Of course, if it's too difficult for you," I said. Leslie looked at me. "No, it isn't too difficult," he finally said, "but it's a lot of work." For the next 2 weeks, there was a lot of banging and shouting from the back garden as Leslie worked on my boat. The day before my birthday, we all went to town. Lugarezia went to the dentist. We bought food and wine for my birthday party, and my family had to buy my presents. We wanted to invite 10 people to the party, but in town each person in the family invited 10 different people. It was obvious the party was going to be big. The dentist pulled all Lugarezia's teeth out. She cried in the car on the way home. She was not going to be much help preparing a big party. "Don't worry," Spiro said. "I make the party." On the morning of my birthday, Leslie took us to the back garden to see my present. The boat was almost round, and it was painted green and white on the inside and black and orange on the outside. I thought it was beautiful. Perfect for collecting specimens. The whole family helped carry it down to the beach, and I named it Bottle. The house and garden soon filled with guests. Spiro did the cooking in the kitchen, and his friend served food and drinks. Some people brought their entire family to the party. Most of the guests brought presents, but my favourite gift was the two puppies that a peasant family gave me. In the evening, Theodore and Leslie started to dance the national dance, the Calamattiano. Spiro and some of the other men started to dance as well. Lugarezia walked around showing people the inside of her mouth. Larry was in the garden teaching some Greeks to write poems. Everyone had a wonderful time. That night, I went to sleep with Roger at my feet, a puppy under each arm, and Ulysses sitting above my bed.